Hey Giants fans, it's Weston Richburg. Welcome to my home here outside of Amarillo, Texas. These are my females, my cows. We're out here this morning just checking on them, giving them a little feed and making sure everything's going all right with them. This is my parents' home, my dad and stepmom's home. We lease land around here with our animals, and we got about 100 cows, and it keeps growing. We're actually in the middle of calving season right now. When I was younger, we had more animals, I think. We had pigs, which was probably our biggest thing. So I had to take care of them before school and after school. And we had our cows that we would take care of as well. So showing animals, that's a really big thing in this area. There's a lot of kids that are waking up each morning doing that. It's just a way of life here.
We're bringing them up from the pasture. They were grazing the grass out of the pasture. We're gonna bring them up into the pen so they can eat. They're taking a little while. They must be a little sleepy this morning. Go, go.
This is a really nice way to come in the off season, kind of relax and get your mind right. Just anytime you get to come back and, you know, hop on a four-wheeler, go out in the field and just mess with cows is kind of relaxing. When I come home versus when I'm in New Jersey, it's totally different. Me and my wife are really enjoying that chapter of being on the East Coast, doing those East Coast things with East Coast people. And, you know, we ultimately want to end up back doing this. I want to buy a ranch and take my cows down there, and, you know, it's simple and peaceful and quiet, and it's nice, very comforting.
Weston is entering his fourth season in the NFL, and as the Giants' starting center, he hopes to help lead Big Blue's offense to new heights in 2017.
I enjoy the responsibilities that come with that position, and, you know, obviously being able to work with a guy like Eli makes your job pretty easy, you know, being able to read stuff and see what's going on the field. Offensively, I don't think we even scratched the surface of what we're capable of. I'm really looking forward to continuing to get better with the same group of guys, keeping that continuity, making some progress again this year.